from your friends at Bauer Mulch. Go Tigers.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, January the 18th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We have a ton of things to do today. We will hear from Josh Williams, 7:25 this morning. A lot of stuff going on in Vegas. I'm sure we'll have to talk some basketball, some pro football with him, maybe some college football trends with him a little bit. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to hearing from our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report today. Should be pretty cool. We're going to talk today about the NFL playoffs, get you a little weather update, get you some spreads, get you some injuries, talk about the AFC Championship, which should be on the frozen tundra of Arrowhead Stadium, and the NFC Championship dominant, but a really good offensive matchup between those two. We can get a little to the golf today where Phil Mickelson shoots 60 yesterday. We'll knock it off the rust. What would it have been if he wasn't rusty? Some college basketball scores. Quickly, I can tell you we had ranked games last night. Fifth-ranked Gonzaga downed Loyola Marymount 73-55, and sixth-ranked Michigan State went to Nebraska and got a nice win, 70-64. The big news in college basketball this weekend is top-ranked Duke and Virginia facing each other. And so we can talk about that as this show goes on. And I think a pretty interesting take. We might even do a rapid fire question on this concerning Virginia and Duke basketball and how it relates to football. So I'll get that to you in today's show. David Hale's preseason All-American team, or way too early All-American team, 4 Clemson Tigers on it for next year in football. We'll get to that. Yankees signed a big bullpen signing. We'll talk about that a little bit. Australian Open going on. We can get into that a little bit with Zach. He knows more about it than I do. I have 32 players listed for the top 32 players right now for the 2020 NFL draft and some Tigers on it. Too early to talk about. Philip Fulmer's back in the news, as I knew that one day he would be. And phone calls, text, tweets, looking forward to that. Now, the good news for the Kansas City and the Patriots game, now we're talking about 33 degrees coming up. Remember, it's going to be 9. Now it's 33. Now it's 22 there tomorrow with 18-mile-an-hour winds. But it looks like all that's getting out of here. So it shouldn't be as bad as we once thought. And that's the problem whenever you talk about weather with that far in advance. But now 33 is the high, so balmy 33 out there. So we're getting that. Talk some NFL. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Yeah, Bo.
Good morning. How are you?
Man, I am just blessed beyond belief.
That's good. You have a nice ride in this morning? Nothing crazy?
No, not too
bad.
Did
you see the petting zoo over here?
I missed the petting zoo. I didn't see any of those. You ran them off. You scattered them.
Yep.
44 degrees.
Not too bad.
Nope, not bad. And a little slight bit of fog, but not a ton of fog. So that's not terrible. How about you?
Yeah, nothing too crazy.
Looks like you had a smooth ride in.
Smooth ride. Yeah, that's good. Nothing too bad. So happy to be here this morning. Happy to be sitting here talking. It's a Friday show. I'm very excited about that.
I was doing some show prep yesterday, among other things. And one of the things I thought about is like the tone of today's show, because we're in that time now where there's a lot of good stuff coming up.
Yeah.
A lot of good golf coming up. NASCAR starts back up. You've got the NFL and the Super Bowl right around the corner.
Segment number two, by the way. NFL talk.
What's that?
Segment number two, NFL talk.
Oh, great. You have signing day coming up, spring practice coming up.
Mm-hmm.
College basketball still winding down. You got college baseball right around the corner. There's a lot to do, but it's not the – this is kind of like finally putting a bow on the college football season. We're still on cloud nine around here, and rightfully so. And we can talk college football every single day here on the show, 365 days a year, not 365, but how many ever it is, 250-something days a year. We talk college football here. And we're going to continue to do that, but we're going to do it at a little less of a serious pace.
Sure.
We're going to entertain today. We're going to have some fun today.
We're about to enter the pace yourself season?
Well, not just that, but the lighthearted, let's don't take it too serious. We take college football too serious.
Oh, of course we do.
But
of course,
over the next few months, it's not going to be too serious around here. We're kind of get you in a good mood as much as anything else.
I'm okay with that. We're in the entertainment business, and we're happy to entertain you.
They don't call it show friends. They call it show business. Weather this weekend here, oh, by the way, quickly, 59 today. Nice. Tomorrow, the rain, 57. Sunday, it's going to be 48 with windy. It's going to be cold on Monday and Tuesday.
You play 44, 45. Today?
Yeah, I'm playing today.
Are you?
Yeah. And then some rain next week.
How about that?
It's not good weather, man, around here. The rest of January is going to be kind of yucky. Today's the only good day for the rest of this month, and then it's going to be yucky.
They're looking at a foot of snow back home over the weekend with some ice on top of it.
I don't see how you do that.
My dad and brother can have a good time with that. My sister drove back to school this morning to get in front of it, so she didn't have to drive over the weekend. Good morning to Hannah. She's listening, by the way, up there in Jersey, driving to Rutgers.
My Facebook buddy.
Yeah. She told me about that the other day, too.
We're besties. I don't see how you do that, man.
I don't have to deal with it right now, so, you know, it's not too bad for me.
It's really, really, really a... it would have a cumulative effect. Like, around here, when we do it and we have it, it's like, oh, it's a novelty for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
You guys do it for so long, every single year, too. It's like, there's no year where you just miss it. We miss it some years.
You know what? This year's been a bit dormant in terms of snow, and I think this is probably the kicking off pattern of a couple months of some heavy stuff. You know, you're going to get maybe up to a foot over the weekend, and then it's going to be freezing rain into another inch of snow Sunday morning, and then it's supposed to get down to like -1 Sunday night into Monday. So everything's just going to freeze solid. But we'll see how it goes for him up there. Should be a good one.
Give me the hometown.
Branchville.
Look this up, man. I just want to see the numbers. I want to see it on paper. Not on paper, but on the screen, you know?
Now, they could have changed it from last night, as weathermen often do.
Yeah, that's okay. But I'm not accusing you of lying to me here. Sure. I'm talking about, I just want to see it on there. Yeah. Sunday, the low of -2.
Oh, it's -2 now. That's good.
On Monday, a high of 8 and a low of 1 with 15-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, that's a little chilly.
Why would
15-mile-an-hour winds? Wait, did we do that? Do I still have that save? That conversion calculator?
Why would someone want to live in that? Like, you choose to live there. Not sentenced by the judge to live there. Like, that's where you choose to live. 8 degrees is a high. 1 degree is a low.
What was it? 15-mile-an-hour?
Yeah. And 15-mile-an-hour wind. Give me the low.
Feels like -9.2 if it's 8 degrees, 15-mile-an-hour winds.
Give me one that's low of 1 at 15 miles an hour.
-18.1.
Okay. Now, give me this, because Sunday, your low is going to be -2 with 17-mile-an-hour winds.
I don't... Will it go minus? With 17?
Yeah.
God, that's going to be cold. I don't want to say it.
Say it.
-23.1 degrees.
And like that's, you choose to live there. Like that's where you want to live.
I hear you. I do. It's going to be a chilly one. So good luck to them up there.
Couldn't do it, man.
It's great during the summer. During the spring and fall, you get four actual seasons, which is just delightful.
Let me tell you something. I like three seasons. you kill that fourth one, man, for all you want. We talk all the time with buddies of mine about, well, I think you and I on the show talked about, like, what would somebody have to pay you to live? The San Francisco traffic or San Jose traffic was awful. Mm-hmm. And the Dallas traffic was awful. And even getting there, like going through Atlanta to the airport, whatever, the traffic's just awful. So, like, what would someone have to pay you to live in that? I know we got some people who are listening to the show in these places right now, and I don't want to talk too bad about your deal here, but, like, what would someone have to pay you to live in that mess? I don't know, man. That'd have to be a lot.
It is not that cold all winter, so it's not too bad. And then once you get into spring there, you're a little bit more appreciative of the warmer weather.
I like being appreciative of the warmer weather when you're, like, and it's 80 and I get this. I mean, it's going to be 90 today. It's been 80.
I mean, it gets up into the temperatures.
That's the thing. In the summertime, it gets hot.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let that fool you. Anyway, man. Anyway. What'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday, we had the show in the morning.
Yep.
And it was out and about around town during the day. And then last night, I came back and watched the Lady Tigers. The Lady Tigers, Mickey Plyler, mm-hmm. win another one. Yep. Another ACC game.
I went last night.
You were there?
I was there.
I was convinced you were going to watch it on TV.
No, Meredith and I, and we would have watched Don and Kelly and do a great job with it, I'm sure. But Meredith and I went, and I was reminded of a couple of things. First, Clemson's athletic. Second, they're very, very well coached. Very good defensive team. With that said, the one thing I totally forgot.
The ref.
The officiating's awful.
The refs.
I mean, it's just awful. And to their defense, officiating basketball is the hardest sport that I know to officiate. I would say baseball would be the easiest.
Yep.
But basketball, man, there's so many things going on, and they're so fast. It's difficult. But it's not that difficult. It's not difficult where it's just some of the calls you saw last night. I was reminded of it last night. Anyway, but I was encouraged to see it. Clemson has a good women's basketball team here, and that's fun. And I will tell you this. I can't promise you this because I don't know when this little baby boy is coming. But as long as we can, that won't be our last game of the year.
Listen, your wife sent me a picture of that room.
Nursery.
The nursery.
Yes.
I mean, you get a little choked up looking at that. It's an exciting moment.
She sent it to certain people. What she thinks about you whenever she sends you a picture of the nursery. We did the nursery yesterday.
Mm-hmm. It looks great. I think you guys did a really good job on it.
We had some friends and family come up and help us with it. Appreciate it. Yeah, but I think now we're officially ready. We packed a bag last night, like that getaway bag. Like, we're going to be hospital for a couple of days.
Yeah, the old go bag.
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, we what do you say about
the old go bag? Got passports, cash, guns, ready to flee the country.
No, not that kind of bag. The kind of bag that, yeah, we put some clothes in there because we know we're going to be at the hospital a couple of days.
Yeah, you're going.
So, man, that's going to be a lot of fun.
You go.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Going to be a lot of fun.
And it goes, my Facebook buddy, LOL. Little does he know that this is the start to a long-lasting and healthy friendship.
But that's it. That's it. What does it say that I like your sister more than I like you right now?
Well, that seems to be a trend in my family. So you like Caleb.
Love Caleb.
You like Hannah more than you like me now.
Right.
I just got to make sure Sam stays away.
Well, the bottom line is, like, she's her ceiling might not be as high as yours because when I like you, I really like you.
her ceiling's high.
Oh, she's more talented than you. Yeah, I know that. Yeah. I'm talking about her friendship ceiling.
Yeah.
But the other time, she hadn't hurt me the way you've hurt me.
That's true. Come on now.
No, it's true.
Hurt you.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Hey, Zach.
Oh, no.
Come over tonight, man. Y'all come over to the house. Y'all come. We're going to cook out tonight. Oh, yeah. We'll try to be there. Yeah,
that didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. We'll try to be. Or I hear you and Kelly discussing.
Now, to be fair, we've invited you the last couple of times.
After I invite myself.
Because you did throw a bit of a fit the one time.
Yeah, but that's. So I shamed you into inviting me. Whereas Hannah, who's sweet,
yep.
that doesn't happen that way.
You're right. When you're right, you're right.
Yeah. So, Hannah, be careful. She's on the road right now.
She is.
Gracious, be careful.
Trying to beat the storm to get out of there.
Oh, be careful, man. I'm so worried about that. Be careful. That's great. Go Rutgers. Look forward to Scarlet Knights. Are they still Scarlet Knights?
She goes, please stop hurting my friend.
I love her. What a good sense of humor, man. She got all the personality in the family. Man. So we're talking NFL.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the two matchups this weekend, conference championship games. That's a very exciting weekend if you're an NFL fan or a football fan in general. So we're gonna dive into Los Angeles, New Orleans, and New England at Kansas City.
What if I told you I have a very interesting topic surrounding Duke Virginia basketball?
Is this related to the 1v1?
Well, that's because in both polls right now, one's one, one's the other.
Mm-hmm.
One's number one and one, one's another one, the other. So 1v1. Not just that.
What if I told you?
Yeah.
A little 30 for 30 in the next segment.
Speaking of 30 for 30, what if I told you back to 30 and get you 30 for 30?
Oh, listen. I don't know what they pay you here, but they got to pay you more because that was unbelievable.
Thank you very much. I mean,
what a transition.
Here's what they do. They combine intensive training and years of experience with innovative technology. When I think of technology, first I think of Kip Dynamite. Secondly, I think of I watched Trump at the Pentagon yesterday give a Star Wars speech. I don't think about my skin and technology. They do. That's why they're so good at it. They have a multitude of great services. They're in the top 1% of the allergen, the maker of Botox cosmetic therapy. They do this microneedling and body sculpting. They're voted best in the upstate when it comes to best medical spa, best in Botox cosmetic and fillers, best in body contouring, best in men's health services, best in hormone replacement. Men, let's face it, you don't look great. You don't feel great. You need some more energy. You want to look better. Let the team of physicians and skincare professionals help you. I'm doing this. In a million years, I never thought I'd do this. And now I look in the mirror and I go, you look marvelous. And I want you to look marvelous. Go by and see these great folks. They are really amazing people. They are talented, very talented people. And men, if you don't know what you need like me, I didn't know what I needed. But I know that I had like sunspots on my face. And so Angela and the great folks there said, let's do this. Let's look at you. Let me give you one of the clients right now. She said she's 58, but she looks 58, but she's actually 68 years old. They gave her back 10 years. You can look 10 years younger as well. Back to 30.com. Check them out. Four great locations in Greenville. Back to 30.com. All right. Looking forward to injury updates, weather updates. I'm looking forward to some lines, what network they're going to be on. Just a little AFC-NFC championship game talking. Segment 2 with Zach Orr right after this.
Now that the cold weather is here, Kraft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Kraft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
Great road trips start at State Credit Union, where you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. And with rates as low as 2.24% APR on new cars, this is a great time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
You don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit UpstateSCBoatShow.com for more.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine or transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Buddy's today at 864-646-3513.
It's 2019 and Scores Jewelers is finally in its new home on Civic Center Boulevard in Anderson. Scores Jewelers has grown into the premier jewelry store in the area thanks to you. And guys, if it's time to show her that she's the one you want to make memories with, we're here to make finding the right ring easy. Right now we have special 36 months no interest financing available. And at Scores you can compare diamonds side by side to see the difference for yourself. And with one of the largest selections of mountings in the area, finding the right style has never been easier. And best of all, if we don't have it, we can make it specially for you. We have custom design in-house to create whatever she wants. Of all the things we offer, the most important is guidance and expertise. We're here to help make finding the right ring easy and enjoyable. The one thing we don't offer at Scores is high pressure. We want buying a ring to be a pleasant experience. Yes, we'd like to make a sale, but we'd rather make a friend. Friends come back. I'm William Nichols, and I'd like to personally invite you to our new location and experience for yourself the difference at Scores Jewelers.
Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What do you do for excitement?
Oh, I play a lot of golf.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I tell you who doesn't mess around when it comes to making mattresses. It's my friends at Engineer Slick. But hey, thank you very much for segue number two there, brother. When I sat down.
How many can you get today?
24. When I sat down with Engineer Slick, I had lunch with him. One of the things that just reiterated to me was these gimmicks. And every single time I turn on a television set now, or almost every time now, I see a mattress. There's these national mattress companies, and you ride by these stores, and you see these mattress companies out there. And these guys, they were alerted me before, and I forgot about it. Just the gimmicks these other companies are using, the terminology goes, man, and they were telling me, you people are paying way too much for beds.
Yeah.
And for mattresses. And you could do it at Engineer Sleep. Now, that's not a, I'm not saying you're getting a discount mattress at Engineer Sleep. I'm not saying that at all. I am saying
it's free at Engineer Sleep.
What's that?
It's free over there. There's no,
no, no, no. They charge you because they want to stay in business.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's not Bernie Sanders mattress. It's actually the good mattresses.
Feel the burn.
But no, you're getting it at a wholesale rather than retail. But just in what they try to sell you and how it's overpriced and what you're getting, and it's not the quality. And I tell you, it won't be the best quality. I hear time and time again from everybody that buys one over there is Engineer Sleep. To find out more about the buying process and how to buy a mattress, Engineer Sleep. EngineerSleep.com, Congaree Road over in Greenville.
Did you get with them about a crib mattress?
No, but I'm probably will.
I mean, you ought to.
Yeah. I mean, you know, little fella. Nothing but the best for my little fella, you know what I'm saying?
He can't do anything wrong.
I'll tell you right now. He hasn't done anything wrong yet. He gives my wife a little heartburn now, though.
Does he?
Yeah.
She run out of room in there?
Yeah, it's like, it's tighter than a banjo in there right now, man. It's like, you ever thump a watermelon?
Have I ever thumped a watermelon?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think I have.
Yeah, well, that's what you're dealing with this deal.
Well, good for her.
Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Segment two, Mickey, we're going to talk about the championship weekend in the NFL. The Rams visit the Saints at 3 o'clock, 3:05 to be exact. And the Patriots will visit the Chiefs. The Pats going on the road in the playoffs at 6:40. All of this, of course, taking place on Sunday, 3:05 and 6:40. We'll start with the Rams and Saints game. The Saints are favored to win this game. They're 3.5-point favorite right now. Big over-under for the NFL. But this 57 points probably could be a little bit larger with the way these teams play offense. Jared Goff and Drew Brees lead the respective teams. 4,600 yards plus for Jared Goff this season. Just shy of 4,000 for Drew Brees. 32 touchdowns apiece. Drew has thrown 7 less interceptions, though. Something to keep an eye on for the weekend. Todd Gurley, one of the best backs in the league, will lead the way for the Rams. He's got 1,200 yards on the year and 17 touchdowns, but his counterpart is no slouch in his own right. Alvin Kamara, just shy of 1,000 yards this year, but he does a lot out of the backfield, catching the ball as well. 14 touchdowns rushing on the season. The injury report is nothing that we don't know about already. Sheldon Rankins, of course, is on IR after hurting himself in the divisional round for the Saints, and the Rams have nobody listed on their injury report, so it should be all hands on deck for the Los Angeles Rams. Mickey, I know you're going to be locked and loaded into this game.
I like this game because a lot of offense.
What are you excited? You're excited about the offense? That's what you're there for?
I'm looking at over. I think it's going to take 34, 35, 38, something like that.
That would be a fun championship game. I'd be very excited about that.
Right.
It's indoors.
Right.
The Saints play real fast on that surface.
Right.
But the Rams aren't exactly a slow team.
I wish that the Saints would wear their all-white unis and the Rams would wear the ones they wore last week. So
you like the they wore the yellow last week?
No. Oh, yeah, they wore yellow last week.
The all-yellow one? Yeah. The Color Rush jerseys?
No. They the blue jerseys.
Okay.
But the yellow horns and the yellow pants.
Yeah.
I like that. I have questions for you about this game in my checklist of determining who's going to win the game.
Let's check them off.
Is Jared Goff a superstar right now?
Is Jared Goff a superstar?
Yeah, he had a really good year.
He had a fantastic season. I would say he's a budding superstar. I wouldn't say he's quite there yet.
I'm going into the game on Sunday.
His coach is a superstar, as we've found
no
out.
No doubt about that.
If you had a cup of coffee with him, you get an NFL job.
Right. I'm not talking about careers.
Yep.
I'm talking about going into Sunday's game. Who has the edge at quarterback?
Going into Sunday's game, I would say Drew Brees still. Because of his experience over his career, the fact that they're playing at home. He's been there before, and he's done this playoff run before. I would say the Saints and Drew Brees have the advantage.
Going into Sunday, who's a better defense?
The Rams. The Rams, and it's not particularly close.
Okay. Going into Sunday.
Are you aware of how good Aaron Donald was this season?
Yeah, absolutely.
Led the league in sacks this year.
Yeah, well, I saw him play in person.
As a D tackle.
We didn't see him in person. We didn't play him, did we? I don't think they're on schedule at this point in time. But yeah, because he was in the he was prominent coming through here. Question. Who is better? Who has the bigger playmakers? I know Michael Thomas is one of those guys. Obviously, Gurley is one of those guys. Who has the ability to bust a game open with a couple of big plays?
I would say New Orleans and Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara coming out of the backfield. If Benjamin Watson's kind of a safety valve for Drew Brees, so I wouldn't expect much there. But he's done wonders with a guy like Thomas and Kamara, that combination of 1-2 punch.
Now, this is the toughest question I've asked you yet.
Mm-hmm.
Who has the advantage with the coaching staffs?
Man, how are you going to make me decide that one?
Because that's tough.
Do you go with McVay, or do you go with Sean down there?
I don't know. That's a tough question.
You go with the guy that motivated his team by bringing $225,000 in cold hard cash. Yeah. All in singles, by the way, just to make it look
more. It look good.
With the
I do that
Super
with
Bowl
presents.
Ring.
I get somebody money for presents.
All singles?
I get them singles because it looks like, boy, this guy gave me a lot of money.
He can't even close a card.
Yeah.
You do with that, or do you go with the upstart young coach who is changing the game of football, evidently?
It's a very important question.
And everything he touches turns to gold right now.
I only have one more after this, but this is very important. So far, Saints seem like having an advantage.
Can it be a push?
Yeah, I'll give you a push. My last one. Which team has more grit? Because when you got to get that 3rd and 4, or you got to stop them on 3rd and 4, or you just have to get that one big deciding factor play, which one has more moxie, more resiliency? Which team is tougher mentally between these two teams right now?
That's a great question. I think that probably goes back to the coaching too, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're going to go hand in hand. I'm trying to figure out who's going to win the game, and it sounds like you're thinking the Saints are going to win the game.
It sounds like I'm thinking the Saints, and if you say who has more grit, who's going to be able to get that stop, you go, well, you would assume the Rams defense can get that stop, and I guess it probably comes down to how does the Saints defense perform against that Rams offense? Can they hold up to that kind of attack? You traded in season for a guy like Eli Apple from New York. He gave up a third-round pick for him, and the change of scenery has been great for him. He's performed at or near the level expected of the first-round pick he was. You're okay in the back end. Can you get enough push up front after losing Sheldon Rankins this past week?
Yeah.
I'm going back. It's a 50-50 one right now. I don't know which way to go.
Give me Rams minus 3.5.
I'm looking for your guidance.
Rams minus 3.5.
You're taking the Rams.
They can run the football.
They can run the football.
And their defense is better. And they've got maybe the better coach and maybe the better quarterback. I would tend to think that Goff had a better year than Breeze.
Rams on the road to beat the number one seed.
No, I said give me minus 3.5. That's all I'm telling you. Give me minus 3.5.
Straight up.
I don't know. I don't like the money line on this one.
Rams. 2.5.
I'm looking right now and ESPN's 3.5.
I'm asking you.
Oh, 2.5? I don't know. Yeah. Rams are going to win the football game.
1.5.
Rams going to win the game. I'll give you the Saints. Nah. So that's good.
What is that game we play? You go up with the monetary values?
No, you go the points. Like, all right, I like the Rams minus 3.5. You go, well, I like a minus 2.5.
That's it.
Okay, well, I like a minus 1.5. Texas, morning, fellas. I think Wade Phillips gives the Rams the edge in coaching. Wade Phillips has done a great job in his career. Think about the games he's won, the things he's seen.
Yeah, he was there for the first Super Bowl. He'll be here for the next one.
Him and Hunter Renfro.
He is old as dirt.
That's okay. Still do get it done. 6:40. Oh, by the way, that game's on Fox. One quick question before we get to the second game.
3:05 is that game on Fox, yes.
Right. Do you like the Fox broadcast or like the CBS broadcast?
I don't mind Joe Buck and Aikman. When Aikman is not calling a Cowboys game, I think he's fantastic.
But that's a bias with you.
I think it's probably a bias with me. I mean, maybe it is, but I'm sure there's people out there that feel the same way. And people hammer Joe Buck for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know if it's the hair plugs that he's gotten done 4,000 times.
Arrogance.
I don't get it.
I like him.
I think it was a great game.
People find him to be arrogant.
I think he actually calls a better baseball game like his dad did. He calls a better baseball game than he does a football game.
Yeah. His dad. Jack Buck, Tim McCarver. All right. with you here. Question. So you like Fox better?
I do like the Fox broadcast better, yeah.
Nance is kind of an arrogant guy, too, seemingly.
Yeah, because we got to deal with Romo on the other end of it.
People love Romo, though.
Two Dallas quarterbacks. What did we do to deserve this?
I don't know. People love Romo. Next question. The late game. I'm more interested. I say I'm more interested. If the weather was worse, I'd be more interested in the Chiefs and the Patriots. But would the weather's really? Gotten better, and it's not. I don't have as much interest in it.
You just told me you were excited about the prospect of some offense.
Yeah.
If the weather's better, you got a guy in Patrick Mahomes that threw for over 5,000 yards this
good
year.
Good point.
Threw for 50 touchdowns.
Yep.
And you got Tom Brady, who's no slouch throwing the ball either. Threw for over 4,000 yards this year, 29 touchdowns.
Oh, by the way, just quickly because I wanted to point this out, I just looked it up. CBS has a Super Bowl this year. So you get Jim Nance, Tony Romo.
I got Romo for the Super Bowl?
Yep. That's what you have. Now.
What?
Yeah, that's what you have. All right. Patriots, give me the injury report. What do we have? We know anything big there, too?
The injury report for the Pats-Chiefs game is listing only one player for both teams, or for one team. Kansas City has our friend. A friend of the program, Dorian O'Daniel, listed questionable for the game this weekend. We'll see if he plays or not. I haven't seen anything specific about that. The Chiefs, of course, are favored in this game. 3-point favorite right now. 56 the over-under, less than the Rams-Saints at the moment. Probably thinking about being an outdoors game. Could be a little chilly up there in Kansas City. You're not excited because you're not feeling the warmth. That's going to be 29 degrees out there tomorrow.
Well, I thought it was going to be 8 degrees or 9 degrees. But now I'm getting that it's going to be 30 degrees. So no, I'm not as interested in that. The home team's 3-point favorite. I get that a little bit. All right, so let's go through it again. Quarterback-wise, this is tough.
I mean, you take Brady. You have to take Brady.
Really?
You have to.
Mahomes threw for 5,000 yards.
I get it.
And 50 touchdowns.
But
he threw for 50 touchdowns.
He threw over 50 touchdowns.
He threw for 50.
But Brady, man. You're going to pick against Brady in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I did it last week, and I felt foolish.
This game's a similar young, up-and-coming guy versus Hall of Famer.
Very similar. I think the Four Letter Network ran a graphic yesterday where it talked about the age difference between the two of them, mm-hmm. and it's like 15 and 17 years, respectively.
Crazy.
I mean, it's absurd. You're going Mahomes.
Yeah, I think so. Who runs the ball better?
You would probably say New England now that Kareem Hunt is no longer on the team.
Who, and Sonny Michel had a great week last week.
Yes, he did.
Who has the better defense?
That's probably a push.
Which coaching staff is better?
Belichick.
But Andy Reid's staff's good.
Andy Reid's staff's great, but Belichick is better.
Who has the most playmakers, the guys who can bust the game open?
Kansas City, and it's not even close.
I agree with that. And finally, who has the it factor, that moxie, resiliency, the toughness, the grit, that when it has to be a big third down and keeping a drive going in the fourth quarter of a close game, that determining play, who's got the...
You talk about that it factor, that grit, that third down play. I mean, can you go farther than Julian Edelman?
The truth. I'm going to tell you this, though. I like Kansas City.
I think I'm going to go with the road team in this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't buy into that.
I hate it. I hate myself for it.
You feel dirty when you pick the Patriots.
I do. I picked the Chargers last week, and I look like an idiot after the Chargers got
blown
out.
But that game was in Foxborough, and they were undefeated at home. They are 3-5 away from home this year, and the Chiefs are 7-1 at home.
They're not playing the Giants in the playoffs this year, man. This is a Patriots team we've seen before.
Let's be clear about something. No one's playing the Giants in the playoffs this year.
Come on now. We didn't need that.
Let's be very clear about that.
We didn't need that.
It's not happening to anybody.
There's no need for those kind of words. You heard me there.
Well, you brought it up.
Yeah, you hurt me.
You like the Patriots in this one.
I like the Saints and I like the Patriots this weekend.
So one home team, one road team. I don't know. I like the Rams and I like the Chiefs. I like one home team, one road team as well. Super Bowl, Saints and Pats. Early thoughts.
We'll obviously talk when we get closer to it and the day or the Friday before. Early thoughts. I think that matches up well for New Orleans.
And I've got Rams and Chiefs. I like the Rams.
You like the Rams? Mm-hmm. The Rams win it.
Yeah, I like the Rams.
That's a fun pick.
Yeah, it's a good pick. Good pick, Mick. All right.
Good pick, Mick.
thank you. You know who doesn't like you? Trail, man.
Speaking of good picks, Trail.
It's only an adversarial relationship. I'm just kidding. Yeah, speaking of good picks, you pick a good team if you pick the Trail team. TREHEL.com.
There's three.
Here's one of the things that I look back all the time, and I keep notes of the last time I visited with Trail. And Mr. Workman told me this, that when I look back and see our buildings that we built, and I drive down the road and there's all kinds of buildings he sees, he goes, I don't think of the buildings themselves. I think of the relationships. I think of the what was going on. And it passed by this bank, and you go, oh, yeah, the bank president there that we dealt with, his wife was going through some surgeries at the time, and so it makes me, you know, think him, pick up the phone and call and make sure she's okay. Or the church we built down there, they just had their very first grandchild, and so I'll call up and make sure they're okay. Just thinking about that part of it, and that really tells you all about you need to know about Trail. I mean, I could tell you the numbers of, hey, they've done over $1 billion in this region. I can tell you the numbers that between 15 and 17 years is the average with the that they've been with the company, with the project superintendent, the project managers. I can tell you all those things. But more than anything else, I can tell you they don't have any adversarial relationships, and the relationship will work as they shepherd you through an entire building process with a delivery method that just works. And you're going to be asked one of the most important questions right off the bat is why you're building, and that's going to lead them down a road. You're building for a different reason somebody else might be building, and that's going to lead them to a different road to help deliver this method and deliver this building for you on time and on budget every single time. It is great. It is our wonderful friends at Trail. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. I want to hear today from our callers. If you're on hold, we're going to open up phone lines in the next segment. We'd love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. A short break on a Friday edition. Your phone calls right after this.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos with a fixin' and a drink for just $4 each. Choose from our country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Three breakfast biscuit combos, just $4 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Absolute Waste Management specializes in waste removal services for bulky, unwanted items like old furniture, appliances, construction, debris, and more. Also offering clean-out services for evictions, rental properties, estate liquidations, and foreclosures. Call or text 864-266-7131 for your free, no-obligation quote today. Don't wait. Make the call. Schedule an appointment and say bye to the junk. 864-266-7131 or online at AbsoluteWasteMGMT.com.
First Team Sports celebrates 25 years of outfitting teams in the upstate, providing youth teams, high schools, and colleges with the best uniforms and equipment. All year long, we will celebrate you, our customers, and loyal supporters. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to see select deals for 25% off throughout the year. First Team Sports, 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
At Spinks, we know it's hard to get going on cold winter mornings. We'll make it easier with hot coffee and real Southern Fried Chicken biscuits. They're bigger, fluffier, and made fresh all day. Swing by your neighborhood Spinks to fill up and warm up.
Spinks, making life easier.
Breakfast available at select locations.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now is the time to make something happen for your business. So, own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 3232. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3232.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, okay, tell us how you really feel.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Had to hit me a little high note.
There it is right there.
Thank you very much. Hey, Zero Res and ZeroResGreenville.com. Here's one of the most important things I can tell you. That right now, three rooms, a free hallway, we mentioned my name, only $109. This is amazing. No harsh soaps, no harsh chemicals, no harsh detergents. Powered water means your pets are safer now. Having a little one around, it's going to be nice to, crawling around down there. We're on our floors down there, our carpets down there. You want your family safer. So why not go with Zero Res? 558-7300. You can book this online too. ZeroResGreenville.com. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. It's zero res, $109. What a great deal they've got going right now. $109. So start the new year off right with brand new, like brand new carpets at zero res. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Want to hear from you on a Friday, getting ready for the weekend. In a great mood because of that. Two phone calls currently on hold. Boogie's up first, and then my buddy Hal. Good morning, Boogie. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm in a thankful mood this morning, Mickey. Very thankful mood. I'm thankful to be able to listen to the best radio show in the land. But also, too, I'm thankful that you guys are probably the only radio show in the mornings now that's still talking about college football. I happened to be getting ready for work this morning. I listened to one of the local sports shows up here in Columbia. And I was listening to a discussion on who had the biggest horns, Tiger Woods or Roy McIlroy. And I said, man, thank God I'm a Tiger.
Hey, now, we're going to throw in some other things now. Don't get me wrong. We'll throw in other things. Yeah. But every single show that I've ever done and every single show that I ever will do, we're going to talk some aspect of college football.
Oh, yeah. And it's amazing, too. And I enjoyed the recruiting segment. I had to listen to it on the podcast after work yesterday, man. But that was some great questions to kind of get guys informed on what's ahead in recruiting. And I noticed that last night that Jeff Scott had tweeted out, "We too deep." And he also had two flame emojis behind it. Did I miss something last night or today?
No, I think, and I could be wrong, okay? But I think that people might have mistaken that for a commitment. I don't think that's a commitment. I think when they get a commitment, Jeff says something along the lines of, it's a great day to be a Clemson Tiger.
Great day.
Yeah. So this is a We Too Deep 2020. I think that's the hashtag that they're using and all these kids are using now for coming in for unofficial visits and official visits and all that kind of stuff. I think I'm right by saying that.
Yeah. Well, I was just taking it, maybe his visit with Julian Fleming went pretty good.
Yeah, I would imagine that it did go very well. He had tweeted out before a great picture of a sunset from the airplane, which is awesome. I mean, sunrise from airplane, which is awesome. And I think this, we asked Paul about it. I think they received a very positive response from Julian Fleming. Now, knowing that it's going to be difficult to prime away from Penn State because of the relationships and his location where he is. But isn't that what they've done, Boogie? Don't they go into people's backyards like Knoxville, Tennessee, and get two kind of players like this at wide receiver? Don't they go to California and pry away? Don't they go to Miami and South Florida and pry them away? So at wide receiver, this is what Jeff Scott does. Once he sinks his teeth into you, that's it. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen with Fleming. But the Jarrett kid that's coming in, any of these top receivers, just let him get his focus on you. And he's got a great story to tell you that they play freshmen and play him a bunch and they make big plays in national championship games. And that could be you. And it works. It works.
Yeah. Hey, Mick, let me know if I'm wrong on this or the way I'm thinking on this. But, you know, the 2020 class, I'm more anticipating this recruiting season than in years past, not because we won the national title, but in the fashion in which we won it. I think it's carrying a lot of weight. And I used to play a lot of A-major men's softball, and I can remember playing on one of our world teams. And when we would get out in the parking lot, guys would already start saying, well, everybody else is playing for second today because they're here. And I got a feeling that's how Clemson is. When they showing up now, it's kind of like, all right, they're here. We're getting the same respect Alabama does. And usually I had this vision of Alabama recruiting, like when they show up at a high school, people just part the hallway. And I just got that feeling that Clemson has arrived to that level. When they show up, they say, okay, guys, they're here now. Am I wrong for thinking that?
No.
Or am I on the right track?
No, and let me strengthen that by telling you this. I was on War Chant either yesterday or the day before. And one of their writers, War Chant is Florida State's Rivals.com site. And one of the writers is going over their way too early season predictions, and he gave scores for every game on their schedule. And he predicted to go 9-3, which I was a little surprised about. But when it came to the Clemson game, and again, it wasn't in-depth analysis. It was a quick couple of paragraphs on the matchups of every game. And again, with detailed scores of every game, when he got the Clemson game, it said, this will be ugly. Let's just move on. So – they've already forfeited that game in their minds, at least, that there's no analysis of that one. This is going to be ugly. Let's just move on. And so, yeah, they're beat before they come to that kind of stuff. That's a great point, Boogie. Very good point.
Yeah. All right, guys, y'all have a wonderful morning, man. I'll talk to you guys later on.
It's always great to talk to someone genetically as advanced as you. And
Hey, Mickey, yeah. I heard the intro to that beauty cream this morning. I think you need to schedule a visit with my doctor.
Thank
right,
you,
guys,
Boogie.
Y'all have a good one.
You too. Have a good weekend.
All right.
Mr. Or 24, I'm going to take Hal's phone call, and then I have a text that was sent to my wife from one of her friends who's a teacher that you're going to love.
Oh?
You're going to love.
Oh, boy.
Let me get my good friend Hal. Hal, since it's Friday and I'm not at Chick-fil-A, I'm glad to call in to have a little correspondence with you. How you doing, my friend?
But anyway, the NFC title game, I hope, I may not dislike the Saints as much as I do Atlanta, but as part of me hopes is that the Rams can teach them a lesson, not just because of what happened the first meeting when that guy used a cell phone to celebrate one of his touchdowns and all that, but they met one time in a playoff game, and that was in 2000. That was the Saints' first ever playoff win, coming at Andy Smith of the Rams, and Rams here before won the Super Bowl with a. Kurt Warner and him, and that's when they had Aaron Brooks as their quarterback and Jim Haslett as their coach, and that was when they had Sean Payton and Drew Brees, and technically there's a couple college All-Star games tomorrow, the East West Shrine game and the NFLPA game, and I don't know if there's any Clemson players taking part in it, and speaking of Clemson, ESPN Class is going to have a couple of Clemson games, USA games, a couple of Palmetto Bowls on that ESPN Classic tomorrow.
I didn't know that. Do we know which ones, what years they were?
There's one, well, that was 1996 and 2000, and the 1981 game, I think, is going to be on. I don't know if it's aired yet, you know.
Yeah. I'll have to look that up, Hal. I appreciate the phone call, man. Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for calling in. So now I have something else to watch. I got ESPN Classic to watch down this weekend. Little Clemson, South Carolina. We're doing it around my house. I watched the national championship game yesterday. I'm sorry, man.
What are we up to?
I think 5.
Not bad.
I tell you, man, there's some overrated players in that game. I don't want to get into it now because I promise this to you. This is going to make your day.
What you got?
We're at the women's basketball game last night, and I just figured it out, Zach, Mr. 24, the second women's basketball game I've been to in the last 14 years.
Shout out Amanda Butler.
Yes. And you remember the lady that brought you food on Thanksgiving?
Lovely woman. I gave her a hug at the bowl show at Mellow Mushroom.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She sent this to my wife last night. This is a text, okay? Her name is Susanna. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
My husband told me tonight that I may be listening to too much sports talk radio. I was trying to discuss whether quarterback transfer scenarios and mentioned that I thought Justin Fields had the same lawyer that represented Shea Patterson and tried to make an observation about Patterson, the one that happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, quote, OMG, you may need to take a tiny step back from all the sports talk radio, girl, because I can't even remember Shea Patterson's details, unquote. Proud moment when I get more knowledge than my hubby. My break at school allows me 30 minutes of out of bounds and riding home, and there's Walt, and I don't turn Mickey off until 8:10, LOL. I love it. She's telling her husband that Justin Fields and Shea Patterson have the same lawyer, and the husband can't remember Shea Patterson's situation.
Atta girl.
I love it, man.
Thank you for listening. We're happy to Susanna. Give you that information every morning.
I love it, man. Good for her.
That's fantastic.
I love it. William does his quickly. We only have about a minute and a half. Hey, good morning, Peach State. William, how you doing, my friend?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Well, we're good. You don't mind us talking a little college football, even though it's not college football season, but we're going to do it every single day on the show at some point in time.
I hope so, dude. I got no other sport I'm interested in. Basketball, all right. Baseball, all that crap. All
right.
But anyway, I'm feeling rough, dude. I'm working on about 60 hours right now for the week, and I'm working tomorrow, too. But anyway, what's the deal with a DC for Georgia, man? Let's give me. I mean, you think people would be stumbling, tripping over themselves, running to take that job? I mean, is that not a good job offer? I mean, what's up?
I thought you were going to get Alabama's guy. But he went to go to the Cleveland Browns. There's rumors on a Georgia message board yesterday that said that Nick Saban didn't want him at Georgia, so he got him the Browns job. I don't know if I believe that or not, but I think now that Kirby kind of has to go 2.0, I thought that y'all were going to get Bama's DC. But you know what? You're better off without him. He's a great recruiter, but you're better off without him.
Well, here's the thing. I think that might be holding this thing up is that they might think they might be a middleman because we pretty much know who's going to run the defense. We know that.
Right.
But, by the way, makes
it tough to go get a guy because why do you want someone just entitled only?
Exactly. That's what I was saying. But anyway, dude, y'all have a good one, and we'll talk to you sometime by Monday or Tuesday. Have a good day.
Be careful, buddy. He works more than a week. We work in a month. Or at least me. You do all that basketball and baseball and football and coaching shows and all that stuff. I want to tell you about Donnie Patterson and the Patterson's Tax Service. And I'm not sure what the government shutdown really means to your tax return right now. Because I do know we have some IRS people that, and I'm sure they'll get these people back up working pretty soon. But I do know that it has affected the IRS a little bit. I'm not sure if that means that there's even more delay. But the original thought was the very first tax filers would not get a return until about Valentine's Day. With that said, you can get advancements right now. Do that. Do it right away. Let them take care of you at Patterson Tax Service. To find out more how you get an advance on your return, on your refund, I should say, on your refund, call the Patterson Tax Service, the best of the business, 859-8289, 859-8289, PATTAX.com. It's a great service. Hour number two right after this.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Looking for delicious and innovative food?